All right, we hear you. You're stuck at home. You have played board games. You've cleaned out your closets. You're thinking, now what? Well, our critic Bob Mondello has suggestions for off-the-beaten-path but classic films you can stream at home. He has three, he says, are personal.
Critics are often asked, what's your favorite movie? My answer, Buster Keaton's silent Civil War comedy, The General. The title is the name of a steam locomotive that Buster pilots in Georgia. When his beloved General is stolen by Yankee spies, he gives chase in another train, which leads to all kinds of crazy acrobatic stunts, daredevil rescues, miracles of comic timing accomplished with full-size locomotives, including the single most spectacular shot in silent film history, a bridge collapse that left a train lying for decades in a wooded gorge. Being silent, The General doesn't have a soundtrack, though its video release has three, all orchestral. Frankly, I prefer the way I saw the film in Salt Lake City a few years back. NPR member station KUER had arranged a showing in a grand movie palace built in the 1920s, and at 1920s prices, 25 cents a ticket.
This evening we're live at the Capitol Theater in downtown Salt Lake City. We're seated next to a grand old organ, a two-manual, 11-rank Mighty Wurlitzer.
Organist Blaine Gale was at the keyboard, Buster Keaton was on screen, and in no time, 1,000 21st century moviegoers were shrieking with laughter. Stream it, and you'll see why. The General was made 64 years after the real Civil War locomotive chase it's based on, and 63 years after The General, Spike Lee made a ferocious comedy that deals with fallout from the Civil War. In Do the Right Thing, Lee looked bluntly, and for much of the film hilariously, at racial prejudice. Lee plays a pizza delivery guy who does not get along with his boss's racist son.
Tina, who's your favorite basketball player?
Magic Johnson.
Who's your favorite movie star?
Eddie Murphy.
Who's your favorite rock star? Prince.
They're black, but they're not really black. They're more than black. It's different.
It's different?
Yeah, to me, it's different.
You know, deep down inside, I think you wish you were black. Laugh if you want to. You know, your hair is kinkier than mine.
Tension in Do the Right Thing escalates as Lee tightens the screws between laughs. At the preview I attended in 1989, an African-American woman behind me spent much of the evening amening the characters as if she were at church, and a white student nearby spent the evening seething at every amen. At the climax of the film, he hissed at her to be quiet, starting an argument that only stopped because violence erupted on screen. A sharper mirror for Spike Lee's point I couldn't imagine then, and still can't. I've seen Do the Right Thing quite a few times, and boy does it hold up. But the film I've seen the most tackles difference differently. The comedy Harold and Maude is about a 19-year-old who's forever faking his own suicide, and a 79-year-old he meets at a funeral who is in love with life.
I think we're going to be great friends, don't you? Tell me,
do you sing and dance?
No.
I thought not.
The movie opened at the tail end of 1971, and its flower power message got lost in a Christmas crush that included 007 and Dirty Harry.
That woman! She took my car!
But at one theater in the Midwest, Harold and Maude kept playing for more than a year, and other exhibitors started bringing it back. I worked for a theater chain at the time, and when I told my boss I'd seen Harold and Maude 19 times, partly because I shared a birthday with Bud Cort, who played Harold, he booked it, and it clicked.
I enjoyed being dead.
A lot of people enjoy being dead, but they're not dead, really. They're just backing away from life.
The message of learning to look past differences never got old, though I did. I'm approaching Maude's age now, and not the least bit unhappy about that. I'm Bob Mondello.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million